Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Good morning.
All right, what is going on in the Mind Trench?
First off, I've got to apologise for majorly scoffing at the orcas eating moose thing last week.
Oh, yeah.
I went, nah, that's not going to happen. And I checked it out and it does.
Did you try and find a video or something?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have. That would have been horrible.
I was going to say, that sounds like a stressful thing to
watch. So, you know, I'm that sort of geezer. If I'm wrong, I will put my hand up and apologise. So there you go.
Appreciate it.
Right, and also, Tess asked me, how long do taste buds last?
I've never thought about this.
Did we say why that was? I'm not sure if we said why that was on air last week.
I can't remember.
But we used to argue on air about salt and vinegar chips.
That's right.
And I didn't
because they're crisps. Yeah.
I didn't like them. But yeah. I like them now, which is quite strange.
Character development.
Yeah.
Potentially. Or taste buds.
Yeah. Well, now, how long did you say they lasted for, reckon?
Well, I thought it was you get a whole new lot of them every they've all refreshed every 7 years. No, God, my technical terms are terrible.
Every 10 days.
refresh on those taste buds.
They turn over every 10 days.
Every 10 days.
Oh, so research found out in 2006.
So we were saying off air before, does this mean that you should try something you don't like every 10 days?
Well,
because you might like it then.
Well, the thing is, you start off with like 10,000 and as you get older, you lose them.
Oh.
So I've only got four left.
That's why you like salt and vinegar crisps.
That's why I like salt and vinegar crisps. but in 2010, research suggested that approximately 10% of the cells inside the taste buds change every day.
Okay,
I was trying to imagine. I was sure it was going to be some sort of proper science like that. But when you said you sort of lose them every 10 days, I did just imagine them all falling off. I was like, I don't remember this ever happening to me.
It's like you've got like hundreds and thousands on the table, but they're all the same colour.
Ooh.
So all I really want to know is how often should I try food I don't like?
Every day.
Every day. Oh, I reckon. What if it ruins your day every day? Every 10 days.
Yeah, but you can't. Is there that many foods?
Well, I didn't used to like pickles, but I do now.
Okay.
It sounds like vinegar is the kind of core element of all of these things here. Maybe you don't like vinegar.
Well, I do now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying every 10 days. If you're out there and you're listening and there's something you don't like, try it every 10 days.
Yeah. Like my segment or something.
Right, try it again in 10 days.
A big thing that helps me out of stuff is the QI book, right? And I like to fact check them because they fact check things. And I've got three facts here and one of them is wrong.
So you weren't even trying to do two truths, one lie. You just discovered it.
I love weird things. So,
yeah.
So I've got three here and you've got to figure out which is the one that's not real.
Okay.
The bookshelf was invented by Christopher Columbus's illegitimate son.
Wait. Say that one more time.
The bookshelf was invented by Christopher Columbus's illegitimate son. Names of Greek ocean gods include Poseidon, Triton and Doris.
I hope that one's true.
In 14th century France, it was a capital offence to wear stripes.
Oh.
Do you want us to guess now?
Well,
Or no?
I reckon let's have a guess.
Okay, go on then.
I'll go through them. That it's the Doris one is not true, but I hope it's true. I hope I'm wrong.
I think the bookshelf one.
Okay. Should I tell you what the answer is?
Yeah.
It is actually the bookshelf.
One, Tess. So that means that there is a Greek god of the sea called Doris.
I'm just going to really quickly mention her, right? This story was in QI and it said Hernando Colon travelled all over Europe. He was Christopher Columbus's illegitimate son, to build the biggest library ever. Unlike his father, who did a lot of damage everywhere he went, he wanted to try to give back. But he didn't invent the bookshelf. The first mention comes from Samuel Pepys. He had them installed in 1666 in the Pepys Library at Magdalene College in Cambridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they've probably been around for bloomin' ages.
We've had a couple of texts in about the taste buds. Would you like me to read them now or at the end, Rob? Some people have said, someone said, excellent ammunition at dinner time for feeding my kids vegetables.
True. I'm sorry to any children listening who are like, now mum's going to make me eat my broccoli again.
Someone else said,
sorry, kids.
Someone else said, I'm not eating steak and kidney pies every 1.5 weeks.
Yeah, you know what?
They obviously don't like steak and kidney pies.
You don't need to do that.
Because if you don't like it, you don't have to keep eating it.
That's wasteful.
Well, don't buy it. Let someone else buy it.
Well, this is the dilemma.
Just have a little bite of someone else's pie.
Yeah. And then someone else said, the proper dill pickle apple cider vinegar chips are fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, they are.
I haven't tried those yet.
Oh, they're really good. Yeah.
Can I quickly tell you about Doris?
Yeah.
I would love you to tell us about Doris, please.
Hang on, where are we? A Greek god, Doris, belonged to a group of goddesses called sea nymphs. She was a kind and nurturing ruler. Her name means bounty of the sea, and she provided food and habitat for all creatures that lived in the ocean.
Huge shout-outs to Doris. Any Dorises listening, please text us. That is very good
to
know.
And the 14th century France one, in 1310, a cobbler in the French town of Rouen was condemned to death because, according to local archives, he had been caught wearing striped clothes. Because they were enlightened times, the church said stripes were the devil's clothing.
Oh, blimey. Yeah, we had a few texts about that, people who are sure that the stripes is true, and they are correct.
Yeah, some people can take it. I can wear stripes. If I wear stripes, I look like I'm 15 foot tall. It's ridiculous.
So with this, this is not your normal two truths, one lie, where you make one of them up.
No.
You found all three of these as facts on British panel show QI.
It was in a book. I've got the book.
Oh, you've got the book?
I've got the book.
Oh, my goodness. And one of them was wrong.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to sell steak.
How's that for fact-checking, Stephen Fry?
He's not involved anymore.
apparently, there's a really good book by Henry Petrosky called The Book on the Bookshelf about the creation of bookshelves. And that is excellent, apparently.
Yeah.
Hot tip on the reading material front.
Yeah, so there you go.
You got a poem for us today?
I certainly have.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is called 2020, What the Bleep Was All That About?
I already love it.
It started off so big. I remember bouncing around at the Sleaford Mods gig. Then it seemed like overnight the entire world turned to shite. We'd never seen anything like this before. For so many months, I couldn't go outside the door. Then because we did what Jacinda asked, nearly everyone behaved and wore a mask. Now, the longest year ever is coming to an end. I thankfully got here without going round a bend. So everything crossed, 2021 will be better. I'm full of belief. Next year, I'll sort out my teeth. Thank you.
Yes, that was amazing.
That's great.
And you said that one just came to you, didn't it?
I was sitting there watching Emmerdale, and when the adverts were on, my mind wandered, and it just came into my mind.
Oh, nice.
Excellent
stuff.
What
a fantastic day that was for me yesterday.
Rob, thank you very much.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM. What song?